Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're going to explore something pretty crucial, building a really effective health and safety management system for HSMS here in South Africa. We're diving deep into this document called Implementing a Health and Safety Management System.
Right.
Best practices for 2024 with Safety Wallet.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's got some super interesting insights I think our listeners will find really useful.
Definitely. And, you know, it's interesting because here in South Africa, we've got this unique blend of like the usual workplace hazards you think of.
Yeah.
But then we also have those kind of curveballs you won't find in every textbook.
I'm intrigued. Like what?
Well, things like load shedding, right?
Right.
That impacts safety in ways people don't always think about.
Yeah.
And then varying levels of infrastructure quality across different areas.
Okay. So load shedding affecting workplace safety. That's a new one for me.
Right. It's a big deal.
Makes sense, though, when you think about it. So it sounds like South African businesses really need to think outside the box when it comes to risk assessment.
Absolutely. It's not just about reacting to the unexpected, though.
Right.
It's about proactively building a system that anticipates these challenges.
Okay. I like that.
And also, of course, aligns with international best practices.
So the source material, it really hammers home strong leadership as the foundation of a good HSMS.
For sure.
What does that actually look like in practice, though? Is it more than just like having a written policy?
Oh, way more. Yeah. I mean, think about it this way. If safety is just like a bullet point on a PowerPoint, no one's going to take it seriously.
Uh-huh.
Leaders need to actually walk the walk, be visible, engage with employees at every level.
Right.
Make sure there are enough resources to actually implement safety measures.
Okay.
And then hold everyone accountable. From the top managers all the way to supervisors.
So it's got to be more than just words. Like they've got to be setting the tone, showing that they're actually committed.
Exactly. And that commitment needs to be made official, like in black and white.
Okay.
You got to have those clear, comprehensive safety policies.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be aligned with the Occupational Health and Safety Act.
Mm-hmm.
We call it the OHSA.
Right.
But it's not just about ticking boxes for compliance. You know? It's
about
building a culture where people actually feel like they can speak up.
I see.
Report concerns without being afraid of, you know, getting in trouble.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, speaking of empowerment, worker participation is a big thing that comes up in the document.
Huge. Yeah.
So it's not just a top-down approach then.
Right. It's a two-way street.
Okay.
That's where those health and safety committees can be really effective.
Yeah.
They bridge that gap between like management and the workers on the ground.
Makes sense.
Make sure safe.
Okay, so we can have like the best safety procedures in the world.
Totally.
But if no one understands them, what's the point?
Exactly.
How do we even begin to tackle the whole identifying and managing risks thing?
Well, that's where risk assessment and management come in. We're talking about using like comprehensive tools.
Yeah.
Tried and true methods, you know, to really find those hazards and evaluate them.
Thoroughly.
Right. And this is where our unique context here in South Africa really comes into play.
Okay. You're bringing it back to that. So beyond the like the normal risks you'd find anywhere.
Yeah. The everyday stuff.
We're thinking about load shedding and the infrastructure differences.
Exactly. That adds a whole other layer.
It's a lot.
It is. And you know what?
What?
Remember those load shedding scenarios we talked about?
Yeah.
Contingency plans for those have to be part of the risk assessment too.
Wow. Okay. This is starting to feel really essential. So once we've like found all these risks, what's next? How do we actually manage them?
So we've got this thing called the hierarchy of control measures.
Okay.
It's all about steps, right?
Like a ladder.
Yeah, kind of. You start by trying to completely eliminate the hazard.
Okay.
If you can't do that, you substitute it with something less dangerous.
Right.
Then you look at engineering controls, which are like physical changes to the workplace itself.
Gotcha.
And then you've got administrative controls, which are changing the way people work.
Okay.
And like, as a last resort, you've got personal protective equipment or PPE.
Right, the hard hats and all that.
Exactly. So it's about this like multi-layered approach. It's not just about giving everyone a hard hat and saying, good luck.
Definitely not. So we're talking about combining approaches to make things as safe as possible. And in South Africa, that means factoring in all those unique local factors.
You got it. But even with the best risk management plan, things change, you know?
That's true.
New equipment gets brought in, processes change, even the weather patterns can introduce new hazards.
It's true. So what can we do about that?
Regular checkups. You got to constantly review and update those risk registers.
So we're always on top of it.
Always.
All right. So we've covered strong leadership, policies, worker engagement, this whole layered approach to risk management. Is there anything else that's super important for a successful HSMS?
Documentation and record keeping.
Oh, the paperwork.
Yeah, maybe not the most glamorous part, but it's the backbone of the whole thing.
Okay, so like incident reports, training records, safety audits.
All of that. It's not just about avoiding fines, though.
Right.
It's about accountability.
Yeah.
You know, and using those records to improve.
So if, like, something does happen, we can figure out what went wrong.
Exactly. You can look for patterns, prevent it from happening again.
Learn from our mistakes.
Exactly. And these days, it doesn't have to be all filing cabinets and dusty folders.
Oh, thank goodness.
We've got, like, user-friendly digital systems to keep track of everything.
Technology to the rescue.
Right. It makes everything so much easier. For everyone.
It feels like, you know, South Africa is really embracing this whole digital side of health and safety.
Totally. The benefits are huge. Imagine, like, someone's out in the field and they spot a hazard.
Yeah.
They can report it instantly with an app, and that can prevent a major incident.
Wow.
Or managers can, you know, easily track if everyone's completed their safety training.
So much easier than chasing paper trails.
Right. We're talking about giving everyone the tools they need to be proactive.
I love it. So we've talked a lot about tech, but something else the source material really emphasizes is mental health.
Oh, that's a big one. Yeah.
And it seems like it's becoming a core part of HSMS now.
Absolutely. It's about time, really.
I agree. So we're not just talking about physical safety anymore. We're thinking about the whole person.
Exactly. It's about creating a culture where mental health is talked about openly.
Right.
There's no stigma. And there's support systems in place.
To help people through tough times.
Exactly. We'll dig into this more in the next part of our deep dive.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Is there anything else about this mental health focus that you think our listeners should know right now?
I think the biggest shift is moving away from only reacting to problems.
Okay.
We need to be proactive.
I see.
Build resilience from the start.
Yeah.
It's about making the workplace a place where people feel, you know, supported.
Right.
Like they belong.
And valued.
Exactly. Like they can truly be themselves.
Okay. We've covered a lot in this first part of our deep dive. Leadership, risk, documentation, this really crucial move towards mental well-being.
That's a lot. Yeah.
I'm excited to keep going with this conversation and dig even deeper into all these trends.
Me too. We'll be back after a short break to get into the nitty-gritty of how South African businesses are putting these best practices into action. All right. Welcome back to the deep dive. We've kind of set the stage for a successful HSMS.
Yeah.
But now it's time to get practical. Like,
whoa,
how do we actually make all this happen?
Right, right.
In a real South African workplace?
That's the big question, isn't it?
It is.
It's where things can get a little tricky.
Yeah.
If you don't have a good plan.
Remember that assessment phase we talked about earlier?
The deep dive into what we're already doing?
Exactly. That's where we got to start.
Okay, but how deep are we going here? Like, are we talking surface level?
Huh?
Or like full on microscope?
It's more like a, you know, like a full health checkup.
Oh.
For your whole HSMS.
Got it.
You're looking at everything. Policies, procedures, the training you're doing.
Okay.
How you're keeping records, the whole shebang.
Leave no stone unturned.
Exactly. And the key here is, benchmarking.
Benchmarking.
You're comparing yourself to like the best in the industry.
Okay.
And you got to make sure you're in line with the law, like the OHSA.
Right.
So you can see where you need to improve.
So it's more than just checking the boxes.
Yeah. It's about understanding where you are and where you want to be.
Gotcha. What happens after we've found those gaps? Do we just jump right in and start fixing them?
Not so fast. We need a plan. Right?
Okay.
That's the planning phase. We take what we learned in the assessment and create this roadmap.
Oh, eh?
Timelines, who's doing what, how much money we've got.
So we're making it real, like specific to our company.
Exactly. Good project management is essential here.
And I'm guessing communication is pretty key.
Huge. Regular meetings, progress reports, feedback, all that jazz.
Keep everyone in the loop.
Got to be on the same page. So how do you think we ensure a smooth transition during the actual implementation phase?
Oh, that's a good question. It seems like it could be disruptive if you're not careful.
It can be. Trying to do everything at once would be, chaos.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That's why we do it in phases.
Okay, smaller steps.
Roll things out gradually, test the waters, get feedback.
So kind of like a soft launch.
Exactly. Let's say you're setting up a new digital system for, like, reporting incidents.
Yeah.
Instead of launching it company-wide, you start with one department.
Okay.
You work out the kinks. Get feedback, then roll it out bigger.
Makes sense. So we've assessed, planned, implemented in phases. Our shiny new HSMS is good to go. But how do we keep it going? Make sure it's not just a one-time thing.
Ah, that's where monitoring, evaluation, and, you know, continuous improvement come in.
Oh, right. Those KPIs we talked about.
Yeah, those, they're not just numbers on a page. They're like our guide.
They tell us if we're actually making progress.
Exactly. But it's not just about collecting the data.
Right.
You got to analyze it, look for trends, see what's working.
And what's not.
Right. So you can make better decisions.
Keep refining things.
Exactly. It's a never-ending cycle.
So we assess, plan, implement, monitor, and then we assess again.
Yep. The HSMS isn't static. It's always changing.
It has to adapt, just like everything else.
Exactly. New risks pop up, new technologies, new best practices.
So we can zoom in a bit. Like, what are some specific things South African companies can use to actually do all this?
Well, technology is a big one.
Right.
Remember those mobile apps for incident reporting?
Yeah.
Those are game changers, especially in fast-paced environments.
So we can report things instantly from anywhere.
Exactly. No more scrambling for paper forms.
What about those digital training platforms we were talking about?
Those too. Training doesn't have to be boring anymore.
Oh, good.
You can make it interactive, engaging.
And you can track who's completed what.
Totally. Even personalize the content.
That's amazing. Anything else? Any other cool tech stuff?
Oh, tons. Like if you're dealing with hazardous materials.
Yeah.
There's software that can manage your inventory, create safety data sheets, keep you up to date on regulations.
That sounds super helpful, especially because those regulations can be so complicated.
Right. It takes the guesswork out of it.
It feels like we're moving towards like a data-driven way of doing safety.
Yeah, using tech to make better decisions, predict risks.
That's incredible. What about like resources for mental health? That was a big focus earlier.
Oh, absolutely. There are great organizations here in South Africa that can train managers.
Oh.
Give them the skills to spot like stress or burnout in their teams.
Important stuff.
Yeah, and then they know how to offer support.
It seems like managers are really on the front lines for that.
They are. And then there are things like employee assistance programs or EAPs.
Yeah, I've heard of those.
They offer confidential counseling.
Okay.
For all sorts of issues, personal or work related.
So people have somewhere to turn if they're struggling.
Exactly. And we've got more and more online resources popping up too.
Like what?
Guided meditation, mindfulness exercises.
Oh, cool.
Articles on stress management, all sorts of stuff.
It's really encouraging to see so many resources available.
It is.
Both for like physical and mental health.
It's a sign that people are finally realizing that well-being is important.
It's not just a nice bonus. It's essential.
Yeah, for individuals and for businesses.
I couldn't agree more. We've covered some great tools and strategies today.
Yeah, we have.
But what I think is most important is that building a good HSMS is an ongoing thing.
It's a journey, not a destination.
It's about always learning, adapting, trying new things.
And caring about your people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a great point to end on, I think.
Yeah.
It's time to take a break and digest everything we've talked about.
Good idea.
When we come back, we'll wrap up this deep dive with some key takeaways and look ahead to what's next for health and safety in South Africa. And we're back for the final part of our deep dive.
Right.
We've gone from the basics of a good HSMS to how to put it into practice and even looked at some really cool tools and tech.
The future is looking pretty high tech.
It is. So let's talk about that future. What's on the horizon for health and safety in South Africa?
So much potential. I think we're going to see this shift from like reacting to problems to preventing them before they even happen. Really take off.
Okay.
Think about it. AI analyzing all this data to predict hazards.
Wow.
Sensors that can track how workers are doing, like in real time.
Okay.
VR simulations for training.
That sounds pretty futuristic. But I mean, how realistic is it for businesses here to actually adopt all this tech?
Well, accessibility is key, right?
Of course.
Some of this stuff might be expensive up front.
Yeah.
But technology is always getting cheaper, and we've got more and more cloud-based options.
Right, right.
Subscription models. So it's not this huge, scary investment.
So even smaller companies can get on board.
Absolutely. Even just small changes, like switching to mobile incident reporting, can have a big impact.
So you don't have to do everything at once.
Exactly. It's about finding what works for you.
Right. Makes sense. Aside from the tech, though, what else is shaping the future of HSMS here?
One word, holistic.
Holistic. Okay.
It's not just about preventing physical injuries anymore.
Right.
It's about the whole person.
So well-being, mental health.
All of that. Work-life balance.
Yeah.
Creating a workplace where everyone feels like they belong.
So we're realizing that a healthy worker is a productive worker.
Exactly. But how do we actually make this happen?
That's the question, right?
starts at the top. Leaders have to really get behind this.
Okay.
And not just say they support it, but actually put resources into mental health initiatives.
Right.
Promote flexible work arrangements.
Okay.
Make it clear that it's okay to talk about these things.
So lead by example.
Yeah. But it's not just on the leaders.
Right.
Employees have a huge role to play.
They're the ones actually experiencing the workplace.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Their feedback is so important.
Huh.
We need them to report hazards, participate in the safety committees, share their ideas.
It's a team effort.
It is.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up, what are the key things you want our listeners to remember?
Okay, let's see.
First, building a good HSMS is a marathon, not a sprint.
Right. Continuous improvement.
And second, technology can be a huge help.
Yeah.
But it's not everything. You still need good leadership, open communication, a real focus on well-being.
The human element is key.
Always. And the future here in South Africa, it's exciting.
Yeah, it really is.
We can be leaders in creating workplaces where people can actually thrive.
Not just survive.
Exactly.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into health and safety management in South Africa. We hope you found it informative and maybe even inspiring. Remember, even small changes can make a big difference. So what action will you take to create a safer, healthier, and more inclusive workplace for yourself and your colleagues? Until next time.